Hello.
Oh, what a morning.
What
I
a
just
morning.
minimized.
Sorry?
Had some windows on top of you, I'm afraid. So I had to
Oh, I see.
minimize them.
Are you?
Ich hate good. Ich bin good. That's not right. Ich bin basic met vocabulaire. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Nicht mehr Anders. If that makes sense. No, differently else. What's the one for differently else? I think. I have been going through the vocab, but I have been getting a little bit confused with some of the words. And I think it might be due to the fact that the evenings I start to get more tired and I start to make decisions. I get the basic idea, but sometimes I forget the conjugation, the correct conjugation of the word, whether it's Morden, Vermort, hang on, there's a bad one. Krigen, Krigen, Krite, Krig, Krag. Any other
Right.
words? Begripen, begrapen, all those sorts of things. Yeah. But I'm starting to get the basic gist of what the word means quicker now, I think. Even if I
That's
don't.
very good. Well, that's what we're aiming for, right? Progress doesn't have to be that fast, but as long as there's progress being made.
Sure.
Very good. Okay, so how far along are you now with the vocab? How's it going?
Both directions, but I'm probably not as far ahead with the English to Dutch. But for some reason, I am finding it a bit easier than the other way around. I'm not sure why. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So even though I get new words, I could normally have a fair guess as to what it is, but I suspect that there's some words that have got double meanings, even though it's not obvious from the first time around, like Harlan and Cragen, for instance, seem to land on the same words.
I see. What do you mean exactly?
Have the same definitions, appear to have the same definitions. Now, is it Harlan or is Harlan to
As
leave
each other?
is each other? Yeah. So I think Harlan is also to get. Leet is to allow, isn't it? Harlan, Harl, it'll bring,
Yeah,
right?
so yeah, but they are used quite differently.
Okay.
So Halen, as in to, so Halen means to get and to bring, right?
Yeah.
So you can say, I'm going to get something from the store.
Yes.
That's halen. I'm going to get something.
Okay.
Then krijgen means to receive or to get. But you cannot say I'm going to receive something from the store.
I
Right?
see.
But
So
that's
it's
what that's the difference. So halen is to get some to get or to ret like to ret to retrieve might be one that you can put in there as well.
Yes, yeah.
Halen. To retrieve, and then krijgen means to receive.
Oh, okay.
That's the
So one,
difference. So
one's much more active and one's more passive, sort of.
yeah, so one, you are the one going to get it, and in the other one, you are just kind of receiving it. Yeah, you're more passive in that sense. Yeah, but just like in English, that's to get part. Like you can get something for your birthday, but you can also go get something from the store.
Yes.
Those are the same words, but they kind of have completely different meanings. Like even in English, it's weird that that's the same word when you think about it.
Yeah.
So that's why. Because yes, so the reason is that English has strangely has two of uses the same word for both those actions.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think once they start appearing in sentences, that's the thing I noticed about going through this Yip and Yanaka, is that I take the words out and I look up the translation and I learn them in isolation on the vocab or my flashcard system. And I find it more of a struggle. I can sort of make progress some, but I find it actually easier to recognize the word in the sentence than I do on the flashcard.
Very good. That's excellent. I would say that's what we want to go for, right? That makes sense as well, because that is how you have context with it. Yeah, perfect. That is to be expected, basically.
Yeah, so that's the that's an anchor I can use to help my learning.
Well, so that is actually where, and it's not an anchor to help your learning. That is your learning, I would say. So that is the that is where you learn, and the vocab is helping your learning. Like I know the vocab takes up a lot of time to actually study and to actually like go into, but that it is not the main part where we learn Dutch, the vocab. The vocab is just the like, you know, the pool floaties when you're learning how to swim, the little pool floaties that you put on your arm. That's what the vocab is. It is making sure you can stay afloat in the Dutch language, and then you can start learning how to swim or how to speak and
Well,
read.
I mean, can we draw any conclusions from that? Can we say that I'm learning better from, if you want to say better? I know I still have to know what the word means to begin with. I understand that. But once I've been exposed to the word, shall we say, I won't say I've learned it 100%, but once I've been exposed to the word, is it better to learn it in context than on a flashcard?
It would be, yeah.
Okay.
That's why we're doing this. That's why we're doing this reading. That's why we're doing speaking. That's why we want to expose you to as much Dutch as possible.
Okay, well, that's fits in with what I suspected. It's good.
Very good. So yeah, that's why we're doing the reading and all that. So don't worry. That's what we'll keep doing. That's how we'll keep expanding. How did the reading the story go?
I had about three or four goes to go through it. I think I understand the gist of it this time around, but I didn't understand why every sentence was constructed the way it was.
Okay, that's no problem. That's something we can solve together. Let's try and go through it, shall we?
Yeah, I've got it on my tablet, so.
Oh, very good. I will pull it up as well. It's the third story, right? Griezelige Reus.
It's actually the last story in the pamphlet, in the document.
Yes, I've got more, don't worry.
Okay.
I'll send it to you after.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go through it. Do you want to
Yeah, okay.
read?
I can start reading.
But before we start, actually, can you just tell me what the story was about in general before we start? Just a little summary.
In general, the story is about the creepy giant,
Very good.
and I might get Yip and Yanaka mixed up as to what their roles are. I think it was Yip that was having that they were looking at a book, or their mother came and read them a story, I think, and then Yip started having bad dreams and thinking that the giant had come into the room. Maybe he was hiding, and called out for his mother, and his mother said, "No, there's no giant here." don't worry about it sort of thing. And I think he went back to sleep. And then when he woke up, he talked about it a bit more and said, now the Giants.
I see. All right, very good. Excellent.
Some of the details I might be rusty on as to what happened exactly, but yeah.
That's okay. All right, very good. Let's get going then.
Okay. Now my pronunciation might not be quite right here. Griseliga Rus.
Yes, Griseliga Rus.
Oh, Griseliga Rus. Griseliga Rus. Yep. Knew that'd be a tricky word. Janneke heeft een nieuwe boek. Met in bull plaatjes. Now, that was a word that I know what it means for looking in the sentence. It was bull. Trick over class, but with a lot of pictures.
Yes. So, yeah, bull is a tricky one. It's an uncommon word, I would say. It means like a bunch or a lot.
Ah, okay.
I believe it comes I believe in English, like the it has some similar way in the way that it's used to the word like bull, as in B-U-L, which can still be found in the English bulwark.
Oh.
Because we also have a, which would now means kind of something different, right? Bulwark now means kind of a defended position, right? But I believe in Dutch we have the word bulwerk, of bulwerk, which is like a group, a tangled group, like organization.
Oh, okay. Bulwerk. I suppose like that. Yeah. Okay.
So I think those words have some sort of a connection way past.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of similar words between Dutch and English, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
So met in bull plaatjes, pictures, and met boekjes, fairy tales. And yep,
very good.
Mark de plaatjes zien. Now that I sort of basically know what it's saying, but the word mark is sort of mucking me up a bit. Yip is able to see the pictures, maybe?
Is allowed to. So mag comes from mogen.
You mogen.
Right? Which means to be allowed to, or to be able to. So Yip is allowed. So Yannick has got a new book. And Yip can look at the pictures.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah. Have you skona handen, vraagt Janneke, meaning have you washed your hands?
Very good.
The next one's a little bit weird. Zal je het niet vol maken, Yip? That sounds like make dirty, but.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you not made your hands dirty? Yep. That's sort of strange. Or shall you?
So it's not about hands in this one. So no, says Yip. We've got that one, right?
No, you say Yip.
Or, sorry. No, I'm sorry. Vraag Janneke. Zul je het niet vuil maken, Yip? So we know, zul je. Do you know what zul means?
Zal was shall, is it?
Yeah, shall or will. Very good.
Yeah.
So shall you het it niet? What does niet mean?
Not.
Very good. Shall you it not vuil maken? What does that word mean?
Make dirty.
Yes. Very good. So string it all together.
Zal je het niet vuil maken? Shall you it not make dirty? Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. That's the word. That's the sentence. Will you not make it dirty? Yep.
Like, oh, make the book dirty. Oh, yes. I see. No, I missed.
Correct. That's what the hat refers to.
Nay, Zegyip. Excel had neat Valmarken. I shall not. I will not make the book dirty.
Well, very good.
They kaiken salmon and het book. They looked together in the book. And then copped Janneke's mother, and then came Janneke's mother, and they laced in Vahol vor, and she read the book, read the story vor. Not sure what vor's doing there.
Yes, vor is a way that in Dutch you can describe something doing doing something as an example or showing you how to do it. So for example, ik doe het voor means I'll show you how to do it essentially. And I will read I will read out loud is essentially what it means. So ik lees het voor, I read for. I read
for you, I see.
Yeah. For you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out loud.
Yeah, out loud.
That's just a turn of phrase in Dutch that you just have to remember.
There's a few of those, isn't there?
Quite a lot. I mean, every language has those, and they're all unique to...
You almost need a flashcard just for the turn of phrases, anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Ein erg mooi verhaal. And it's a nice or beautiful story. I don't think it's beautiful, is it? Anyway, very nice story. Again, this gets confusing. And Don Nog Ain, and then still, and then Nog Ain, and it's repeated twice.
Yes. So, Nog means still.
Still, yeah.
But if it is combined, but when you combine still or nog with a word that shows like more or another, it starts meaning another one. Yes. So in this nog één, one more, and one more, and one more. So they read a story, and then one more, and then one more. And then one more.
Mm. And then is the story of the giant. So Indan is a Vanhal von in Rus.
Mm-hmm.
Indan is a Vanhal von in Rus, yeah. In Halakroit Rus, and a really big giant. I presume that the Hader is
very good. Yes,
goes before the croat and affects the croat word.
Yes, very good.
Start and there stands a picture, and I know there's a funny way of understanding star and Ligan. So there stands a picture, or there is a picture. By von der Roos, of the Roos, of by von der Roos, by von is of the giant.
Yeah, so the bij is the staat een plaatje bij. That's the first part of the sentence. Mm-hmm. Von der Roos. So bij means with here.
Yeah.
So there's a picture with. Like, there's a picture with the story, is what that implies. Of the giant.
Of the giant. Okay. Who zegt Janneke? That who doesn't seem to have a translation. What in Grazelig Rus?
Yes, who does not have a translation that is like a... It's like a... Not expletive, but like just a sound you can make to express being creeped out.
Oh,
it's an old-fashioned sound too. It is quite in English you would say like eek.
Oh, Button, Freilich, Roos. Ja, sagt Jeff. Der Freiselig. Als Jip nah bed cut um 7 Uhr, so Jip goes to bed at 7. And he is hey hate Vahal for Hayton, and he forgets the story.
Very good, yeah. He's forgotten the story.
He's forgotten the story. Ma inanes vort high snacks Vaka. He wakes up in the middle, but immediately he wakes up. Well, suddenly he wakes up in the middle of the night.
Very good, yes.
I haved von der Roos kadroomed. I dreamed about the giant. He dreams about I haved. He dreams of the giant.
Very good.
And het was so akelig. Now, akelig I have a bit of trouble with, but in context, I know it means something like awful, dreadful, fearful, something along those lines.
Absolutely right.
Just from context, but I have trouble remembering the word. Mudder, roped Yip. Mudder. So he shouts, is roped. Mudder, compt, unholen, insect. What is Ernau took? So she comes running and says, what is there now? Took in that sense, I'm not sure what that means. We did have it before to put at the end of a sentence.
Yes. So what does the what does toch mean?
Well, in the
Usually.
yet still nevertheless in the vocab.
Correct. So yet, and then we talked about that when you put it at the end of a sentence, you are asking, you are at, it turns it kind of into a question, right? What is still happening? What is wrong still? It's kind of the closest translation you can do. It essentially means what is it now toch? And usually it means, I think we talked about this as well. You show a little bit of dissatisfaction or a little bit of annoyance with it.
Okay.
So what is it now toch? Like what's going on here? Like it's a hard one to translate the meaning.
Okay.
Just know that it shows a sort of annoyance and a bit of dissatisfaction.
Is that always the case with talk, or is it the way it's written in the sense?
No, that is definitely the way this use of it is very different in that sense.
So it's now talk that's the.
Yes.
Darus snicked Yip, cries Yip or sobs Yip.
Yes,
Darus
very good.
was in my betcha. Male jongen, zegt Mudder, or silly boy, you hept kadroomed. Darus can talk neat in your betcha. So the giant cannot come into your bed, I think is what she's saying. Da is Darus veal to croat for. Now there's that war at the end again. There is the giant. Much too big. I'm not sure what she's saying there. Veal to croat.
Filter, yeah, much too big, way too big.
Mm.
And then the for at the end of the sentence is similar to how you can use it in English. The giant is much too big for that.
Okay,
Or
so
you could say, or maybe if you want the exact translation, that is something the giant is much too big for.
Okay, yeah.
And in that sense, it's at the end of a sentence in English as well. That's how it's used.
Where is Haydan? Where is he then? It sounds like racked Yip Anstick worriedly, or I think we had that word before in the
Yes,
previous.
angstig. Yeah, it means fearfully.
Fearfully. He is Ernie. He is not there, said Mudder. Ruzan, Zane, or the giants Zane Ernie. Zabistan neat ect. And I say that so the giant is not there. They don't really exist. I think it sounds like.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Elaine Maoplaches. Now, Elaine is normally only but in pitches.
Yeah. So the only is correct. The mar is an interesting use case of mar here. Because you said but, right?
Yeah, because it's normally but.
Which is correct. Elaine mar. Mar can also be used to indicate just, as in not a high amount, which is also done in English, although it is considered a bit old-fashioned. You can say, like, it is but a day's travel away.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
That is one of the ways you can use that in English. It has fallen out of fashion a bit, I would say, yes. In English.
Yeah.
In Dutch, not at all. That is a very common way to do that.
Oh, okay.
So it indicates a like only just, like it's only this, it's only this much.
Only just in pitches, yeah. It's only about a day's journey or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Here, drink ma and bait your water. Here, have a small drink of water. And yep, heart with via slapping. Sound like and he went to sleep again. I think there is again.
Very good.
In the Volgende Morgen, zegt he. And in the following morning, he said, ik heb van der Roos gedroomd. So now he's talking to Janneke. Saying, I dreamed about the giant.
Very good.
She says, I didn't, said Janneke, zegt Janneke. And then, ik wel, again, got lost on me a little bit, zegt Yip, which means, I suppose, but I did, or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so ik means I, and then vel means it is to prove, it is to show that you disagree with the previous negative statement.
Oh,
okay. So vel is kind of the opposite of niet.
Oh.
So, and this is this language is used because it is language kids often use in Dutch.
Yeah.
They'll go through a niet, and like in Dutch, or in English, kids go through a no phase. Do you know about this? In Dutch, they go through a niet phase. Where mom goes, it's time for bath. It's bath time now, and then kids go neat. And then if you're a bad parent, you're just gonna go vel, and then they go neat, and they go vel, and then like it's just a constant back and forth.
Yeah.
So those two, because those two words, they cancel each other out. So if you say neat, you're saying no to that. I'm denying your positive statement. And then you say vel, which is the word that disproves a negative statement. So you can go back and forth infinitely if you would like to.
Yes, I see. Ik wel zeg Jip, and ik durf niet maar naar de Roos te kijken in het boek. Now, I need to go over that a bit. And I durf niet meer, no more. I dare not. Again, see, I had trouble with that word, Durf. Mia again, no more to the giant to look in the book. I dare not more go to the book to look in the book.
So ik, this is a tricky sentence. Ik durf niet meer. So you kind of have to. If they gotta chop it up a little in bits a little bit, and ik durf niet meer, and I dare no more.
Dare no more. Yeah.
Naar de Roos, to the giant, te kijken, to look, in het boek, in the book. So I dare no more to the giant look in the book. So I dare not to look at the giant in the book anymore.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Danslan the him over. Now she says Zetianica. So it's Da that's there, isn't it? And Dan is Slan. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank on that one. Dan Slan for him over. So that's them. We them.
Yeah, so this is a tricky one because this is another turn of phrase. I believe you will not know. So this comes from the word overslam.
Oh, separated.
Which is one word, which means to skip. But when you can separate it and then you get sla over or yeah. Slan we over.
Like afspraken, like that word where they
see. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it'll separate the word separate. So you'll have to know that this means skip.
Yeah. Then we should just skip over him, said Danica. And my screen's gone off. Dan, in Dan can Zavia Salmon and head book hiking, and then go they again and look in the book together in the book. Look.
Yes, very good.
Ma de Crazily Bruce, Slan. So, but they skip over the Grazily. Yeah, I see now. So they skip very over the Grazily Roos story.
Yes. Very good. Excellent. Yeah, that Grazelige is a tricky word.
Yeah, it was a challenge. And yeah, I think a little bit of explanation is helpful.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I can understand it. I could see now I didn't quite. So the ones I didn't understand was the one about clean hands, but don't make the book dirty, which is I sort of didn't quite understand that what they were saying there. And the other one was at the end where we hear those funny turns of phrases where I didn't know what the conclusion was and I didn't understand. Probably because I didn't understand that was skip over. Yeah.
Yes. No, correct. That is a tricky one. And the biggest tricky thing is that this is the only way to learn these things, right? Like the only way to learn these things is to see them in context, to go, oh, right, like that's how it's used, and now I have to remember that, and the next time I see it, we will know.
Well, that's right, and I mean, you know, children go over stories more than once, don't they?
Exactly, no, that's very true, yeah. We'll definitely come back to these in a while, for you to go over, yeah. But yeah, some tricky words. That griezelige is a very intimidating word to be in the title of a thing.
Oh, griezelig, yeah.
You know what it means, right? That you
discovered creepy giant.
Creepy, yes. It actually has and it's another word that has roots in English, or at least has a similar English thing, which is grizzly.
Oh, yeah.
Like the grizzly giant.
Yeah, I guess I've only heard that. I only hear that in terms of grizzly bear. It's not a word that I hear very often today. Yeah.
No, that's fair enough. But yeah, another similar origins there. All right, very well done. I'm very happy with that. I really like how you work through these stories. It's a very I think you're getting the most learning you can out of the out of this this exercise.
Yeah, I feel like a step up from flashcards. I mean. I think I find it more interesting too. probably a bit more enjoyable.
That's good.
Ooh.
That's very good. Yeah, I can imagine like the flashcard prison is starting to get to wear a little bit thin, I can imagine.
Mm.
But you're getting through it.
Frustrating flashcards are. At least when I see them in a sentence, I'm starting to be able to guess the meaning of the words better.
No, that's very
good. I look at a flashcard and I stare at it for 5 minutes and I won't know what it is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, you either know it or you don't, right? Like there's no... There's no puzzle work to be done. There's no like finesse or feeling like you have you control it. It's just it is the equivalent of doing exercise by lifting weights or doing exercise by playing football, right? Like that's kind of the difference. Like in one, it's just boring lifting weights, and of course that is the more efficient way to get strong.
Yeah, but
I would say most people would prefer playing football. Because that's actually, you know, you're doing something. It's it's fun. It's entertaining. It's tricky. You have to use your brain, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Well, very good. So let me send you the next batch of Yip and Yonica stories. Let me see. Yes, this one has 7 stories in it.
Oh, good.
Let me see if it's big enough to upload. Yes, it is. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to check if you can open it, if the file is okay.
Yeah. I'll download it. That'll do for that one. Oh, yeah. Right, so it's got the same content. This starts with Yip and Yannicka spelling salmon. Hang on, is it?
Yes. Did we do that together?
I don't think we've done that one, have we? No, I think
it's all new. Read. I think they're all new, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're all new, yeah. Because there was something about them spaling. That was the second one we did on the last block.
Yes.
Playing school.
These are all new. This book, so they all come in like collections of stories.
Mm-hmm.
This is one I had as a child. I know all of these like kind of by heart. I had these I had these on audiobook as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know these ones by heart, especially the first three, which were on the first disc.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Anyway.
Good. But yeah, so that one will be homework for next class. The first story. I imagine if that's good with you.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. So
it's about the same length, isn't it? It's about 2 pages each one.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're a little longer, a little shorter.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't help to. It doesn't matter for me to. Stretch myself occasionally. Yeah, good.
Oh, very good. Yeah. All right. Excellent. All right. Let's see. Now, what I want to do is for the last 20 minutes, we're going to do a little bit of Dutch speaking. And how we're going to do that is I'm going to pull up. Let me see. I'm going to pull up questions for the speaking exam for the Dutch integration exam that you get.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Which will give you an idea on kind of the standard. This is what if they test if you're A1, A2, B1, etc. Is what they are going to test. Of course, you don't have to do an exam, but I think it's a good idea to get this idea just because then you know this is kind of like what we're at. That okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then your job is to just go, just answer the questions. Basically, you don't have to have a full conversation. You just have to form the sentences and see what you get away with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. So we're going to talk about your home to start with, and then we're going to stop to start. Waar is jouw huis?
Mijn huis is in Blenheim. It has 3 kamer. There is beneden in boven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beneden kamers en boven kamers.
There is another dining room. There is room kamer name that is zonnig.
Een zonnige kamer beneden. Kamer.
Yeah.
Okay, heel goed. Mm. Okay. Woon je in een huis of in een flat?
That is soort van huis. Ik woon in huis met ander mensen.
Ah, met andere mensen, oké. Okay. Met wie woon je in je huis?
What does it do?
Oh, very good. Met wie woon je in het huis? So, met wie, do you know what that means?
Met wie. No, wie having trouble with. Met wie.
W-I-E, V.
Ik woon met een, don't know the word for Indian. he is von Fiji out.
Oh, okay. Hij komt uit Fiji.
Komt uit Fiji.
Comes from. Okay. Very good. Vind je het fijn om in je huis te wonen?
Do I find? Het is goed, maar het is kouder nu.
Ah, het is koud nu. I see.
Mm.
That is very good. Wat is je favoriete kamer in het huis?
My favorite kamer is the zonnig kamer. in the winter. Yeah.
Ah, yes, of course. That makes sense. Fair enough. Okay. Hoe is jouw huis versierd? Tricky word.
See, decorated?
Yes! Good!
Ik heb soms plaatjes will do. We've done plaatjes. Ik heb
pictures. Ik heb, yes.
Plaatjes. on the what's wall?
Muur.
Oh, I thought that was mirror. On the mirror.
No, muur is the spiegel is mirror. Yeah. So in Dutch we don't. So plaatjes is we have two different words for pictures. Mm. So plaatjes is like a small picture, like any type of picture, really. Mm. But schilderij means painting.
Schilderij. Yeah. Yeah. Hit Clayton. Doet soms schilderijen.
Very good.
Mm.
All right. Very good. Ben je van plan ergens anders heen te verhuizen in de toekomst?
Zijn er meer mensen komt in huis? Question mark.
So, say that again.
I was trying to clarify the question. Say,
so, oh, I see.
The comp, so I mean, other people coming. So yeah, meer een persoon might, misschien, perhaps. Komst.
Armstrong komt net. I don't think that's that's the question we were going for. So what it means is ben je van plan? Do you know what that means?
Ben je van plan? Do you plan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you planning to? Ben je van plan om to naar een ander huis te verhuizen, to move to a different house in the toekomst, in the future.
Oh, okay. Misschien wanneer mijn zus kom to New Zealand to play. So when she decides to immigrate to New Zealand.
Ah, okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Dan ga je met haar samenwonen?
Maar kan je haar...
Ga je dan met haar samenwonen?
Ja. Ik ga met haar en haar... what's husband? Man.
Man.
Man. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Excellent. let's see here. Let's see if you, now we're going to flip the script a bit. You ask me a question about my house.
Mm.
Whatever you would like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hoe groot is jouw huis?
Oh, very good. Mijn huis is best groot, gemiddeld. Drie slaapkamers,
mm-hmm.
Kleine slaapkamers, en een garage.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
And a garage.
Mm. Have you?
No, that's it.
Have you an auto in jouw garage?
Nee, we hebben geen auto in de garage. De garage wordt gebruikt als een extra kamer.
Ah. Mm. Mm. Wonen meer mensen met jou?
Ik woon samen met mijn vrouw.
Nee kinderen?
Geen kinderen, no.
Geen kinderen. Zijn er beneden?
Er is een beneden, ja.
Hmm.
We hebben twee verdiepingen.
Okay, hover beignet van de stad.
Oeh, van de stad. Niet ver. Ik woon in een. Ik woon in een kleine stad.
Ah. Heb jij in hand of katten?
Nee, we hebben geen huisdieren. Do you know what huisdieren means?
Huisdieren. No, empty, petless house.
So huisdieren means house animals. So huis means house, or house, and then dieren means animals. So house animals, which means pets.
Yeah. Pets, yeah. Heb jij, hang on. No, I can't say that, I don't have the word. Heb jij een fietsen?
Heb ik een fiets? Nee, ik heb geen fiets.
Geen fiets.
Ik heb alleen een fiets bij mijn oude huis in Nederland. Maar in Engeland is een fiets niet nodig.
Yeah, I can see now that I'm only know a limited number of words for.
That's okay. Yeah. That's what we're doing. I feel like, well, I can already tell you are using more, a little bit more words, and you're forming them easier than compared to last time.
Yeah, it is useful, but I'm thinking I almost need to be making a list of the words that I don't know that I'm searching for that I haven't been exposed to yet.
That's actually not a bad idea. That is more work that you'll have to do for yourself. But if you're willing to do it, then that is an excellent way to do that.
There's just certain words that I'm sure are common, but like have you been there, for instance? I just don't know the word been.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are you looking to, so let's say, if you want to really improve your speaking, I could give you homework for that too, if you like. Again, I don't want to pile too much on you, but you seem quite eager to have more things going.
Well, I can try that, yeah.
All right, excellent. Let's, yeah.
From vocab to other things.
Yeah, that might be nice as well for you instead of being in vocab prison for the next month. Let's see here. I have a bunch of YouTube videos that I use to help teach some of the speaking and listening thing. It's not necessarily just for the speaking, but it's also to just learn more vocab and to check in where you're at. So here we go. The YouTube channel is called Easy Dutch. Yes. Yeah, correct. So this is Easy Dutch, and on their YouTube channel, they just do a bunch of topics from real people. They interview real people, and they get the way they actually speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, this is about snow in the Netherlands. And then video.
Sneeuwt het een beetje, maar Linus en ik gaan in deze barre omstandigheden toch een nieuwe video maken.
They talk about how things work in the Netherlands. They talk about just snow in general.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about code orange, which is something that happens in the Netherlands where there's a lot of snow, that they you're warned to stay at home, etc. You know, and then you get an ad, etc. So what I recommend students do is they watch one of these videos. So let's say you pick this one. You go through it once. While reading the subtitles.
Yeah.
And every time you come across, and you just go through it once and you just go, oh, how much of this did I understand? And you just kind of make a guess. You're like, okay, was this, do I understand almost nothing? Like, do I literally just be like, I have no idea what they were talking about. If I didn't have the English subtitles, I would be completely lost. Like, just that. Okay, that's how I feel right now. Yeah. Now, let's go through it again, and I'm going to write down and translate every word I don't understand. So you go through, translate the words, have them on a little list, and then what you're going to do is you're going to watch the video again from the start. And now with the context of what all these words mean, you're going to go through again and go, okay, how much do I understand now? How much did that increase my understanding? And that is a really good exercise to do kind of week to week, day to day. Because you'll feel yourself growing in your understanding. So that's what the exercise is really good for.
No, that sounds good. It varies. Yeah, but the only thing is, do they have the English underneath? Because you need to cover it with a bit of cardboard or something.
I see. I see. You don't want to, you don't want to. That's a good point. I don't know if they to have that. Usually, like it's fine to have the to have the English subtitles on it, because of course you can understand it. If you want to cover it with a bit of cardboard, I would say that that is a hard version of the exercise. I do like that. That is a a fun way of doing that. Sure, go for it.
Well, I mean, also, it's listening anyway, so then I should be able to pick it up on the way through. It's my listening skills as well. That's good.
All right, here you go. There is the link.
Okay, I'll
pop it. So, see if you get to that. If you don't, that's okay too, of course. But it's another exercise for you to do if you would like to.
No, it's good. I'm just going to bookmark it.
Excellent.
Choose another folder. I'll make a folder, I think.
All right. So I think we'll leave it at that for today. Good job. You did a really good job on the Ipionica text. I was very happy with that. Also, the asking questions you did in the speaking section was really good. So keep up with that. And then I think we'll see each other on Thursday, is it?
Friday.
Oh, Friday. Excellent. All right. Very good. Any questions before we end?
No. I think at this stage, I haven't written any questions down. So I'll just go through the lesson again and try and see if I pick up anything else. No, it's good.
Excellent. And, well, sounds
perfect. I'll see you on Friday at the same time, and we'll go through anything then. We'll go through the Ipionica, and we'll go through one of those lessons. Did we pick one? Did we pick one of those to go through on that YouTube?
No, you can pick yourself. They're all around the same level.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Very good, Glenn. Sounds like a perfect plan. I'll see you on Friday.
Yep. See you Friday. Okay, thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.